You don't know where you're going if you don't have a map. We've never had a map of what to do.
That's Paul Hawken, the man behind Project Drawdown, an intensive three-year effort to compile rigorous data on the top 100 things humankind can do to not only halt but reverse climate change. Their findings, complete with calculations that rank the amount of atmospheric carbon that each of the 100 solutions would reduce, as well as the costs and economic gains that would result, are officially being published today.
We clumped the solutions into sectors: the energy sector, food sector, land use, city and buildings, transport, materials, and then we had women and girls, because they're into any of those other sectors. One thing that surprised us is the food sector has a bigger impact than energy. The number three solution is reduced food waste in the world, and the number four solution is a plant-rich diet.
There are just three solutions examined in the sector on women and girls, but Hawken says that taken together, their impact would be enormous.
You combine educating girls and family planning, giving women support for reproductive health and choices. Those two together, empowering girls and women, is the number one solution to global warming in the world. We knew it would be high. That was obvious, but we didn't know it would be that high.
The single most impactful solution, though it comes with a very high price tag, is containing and disposing of chemical refrigerants. Hawken says that ranking came as a surprise, too.
Oh, very surprised. In fact, we didn't even want it to be there. But hydrofluorocarbons and their predecessors are thousands of times more potent than CO2 in a greenhouse warming potential.
A number of other ideas involved land use, farming, and agriculture. The highest ranked of these is something called silvopasturing, which combines growing trees with forage or pasture lands for livestock.
Trees actually are fertilizers. They have very deep roots, and they break down the minerals and other nutrients and bring them up to the surface. So grassland systems with trees are more productive for animals and sequester a lot more carbon.
The project's careful study of every possible idea, including some categorized as coming attractions that so far have limited data available, also revealed others that didn't measure up on a global basis.
We're Californians. We know that a quarter of all electricity goes to moving water around the state. So for us, water is energy. And we thought that would be a huge solution. Waterless urinals and all that sort of stuff would be really huge. And it's not, actually, not globally.
Similarly, transport proved to be the least significant of the eight sectors. But Hawken says that doesn't mean that it, or any of the other solutions they analyzed, should be back-burnered.
We pursued them all. There's no such thing as a small solution, because these solutions, they're scaled in a rigorous but reasonable way over the next three decades, allow us to achieve that point in time when greenhouse gases can then go down. Achieving the goal is possible. It's not optimistic. It's possible, and it's a difference.
And even before Project Drawdown's findings have been published, Hawken notes there is movement in that direction.
The Secretary General of the Commonwealth of Nations and the former Attorney General for the UK has adopted Drawdown as a template for economic and ecological regeneration through reversing climate change for one-third of humanity. That's happened already.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.